Investment Flash.
AI IPOs are printing money this morning, but is anyone paying attention to the $300 billion war bill? Good morning, this is Investment Flash.
Bonjour, it's Wednesday, May 14th, 2026. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Today, we're sorting through an AI frenzy, a geopolitical shock, and a helium shortage that could choke the chips everyone's chasing.
The Cerebras IPO just priced at $185, raising $5.5 billion at a $40 billion valuation. That's the year's largest, buddy. And Blackstone's Data Center REIT raised over $1.5 billion. The AI trade isn't just alive, it's on fire.
$40 billion for a chip company that's never turned a profit on. Look, I know momentum is a hell of a drug, but when we're valuing an IPO at nearly 200 times price to sales, we're not pricing growth, we're pricing hope. I mean, the last time we saw a chip IPO this frothy was back in the dot-com days. And Blackstone's REIT buying data centers? Fair enough, but the stock's still down 25% year-to-date. The market doesn't seem as excited as you are.
And Gérald Géry, must you puncture every rally before breakfast? But no, he has a point, Tom. Nikkei Asia is also warning about helium shortages from the Hormuz blockade. Helium is essential for cheap lithography, not balloons, Tom. If supply gets squeezed, all these shiny new AI chips might not even get made. Applied Materials is up 62% year-to-date, but a helium crunch could halt production lines. That's a risk the momentum trade isn't pricing. Voilà.
Ah non, mon trésor. It's a critical coolant for chip fabrication. The Hormuz blockade could disrupt the global supply, and we already have a shortage. This is not just a war in the Middle East, it's a supply chain war. Even if demand is infinite, without helium, the chips can't be etched.
Okay, fair, but look, the semiconductor ETF is 1% from its 52-week high, up 53% year-to-date. Hedge funds just had their best month in decades on chip stocks, according to the Wall Street Journal. Momentum is momentum.
And when hedge funds pile in, that's precisely when the music stops, mate. The trade is crowded, and a helium hiccup could trigger a nasty unwind. To be fair, Nvidia at 19.9 times forward earnings isn't crazy if the growth holds, but I'd rather be in bonds right now, not chasing 53% year-to-date runs. Analysts will rush to revise price targets after the fact. That's basically a free retirement plan for them.
Only you, Gerald, would look at a 53% gain and think, danger. Remember when you said semis were cooked in Q2 last year?
And then they corrected 15% in 3 weeks, didn't they? I'm not saying it's a bubble, but when the Nasdaq is at records on AI euphoria and the bond market is screaming stagflation, I'm going to trust the bonds.
All right, boys, focus. Let's talk about that split, because it's the story of the day. The Iran war is now a $300 billion economic shock, according to MarketWatch. Oil has doubled this year. The oil fund USO is up 106%. And yet, the S&P 500 is at an all-time high. Does that make sense to anyone?
It makes perfect sense. AI is a multi-year capital cycle. Earnings growth can overwhelm war costs. Nvidia's forward multiple is defensible. And if there's a diplomatic off-ramp in Hormuz, oil tumbles, inflation fears ease, and stocks rip. That's the playbook.
That's a lot of ifs, Tom. The bond market is pricing stagflation. We're not seeing it in equities because passive flows just buy the index. TLT, the long-duration Treasury ETF, is sitting near its 52-week low. Asian central banks are burning reserves to defend currencies. The Philippines and India are getting hammered. And Japan's inflation is accelerating faster than in past oil shocks. If that creeps into the US, Powell has a problem. And yet SPY is at an all-time high. It's a cognitive dissonance that can't persist.
And here in Europe, we feel it directly through energy. But the Fed, no one's talking about Powell's next move. As our view says, the gap in the narrative is the real risk. The equity VIX is calm, but oil and bonds are churning. That's not healthy.
So you're both on the doom and gloom train. Meanwhile, I'm looking at Strive SATA, a Bitcoin-backed preferred that's about to pay 13.88% daily starting June 16th. If you're worried about yields, buddy, that's a life raft.
13.88% on a daily dividend backed by 15,000 Bitcoin held by a single entity. Tom, that's not a yield, that's a dare. What happens when Bitcoin drops 30%? The yield disappears and the principal gets crushed.
Écoute, it's a fascinating structure, but it's also untested. The SEC has never seen a daily dividend preferred backed by crypto. Regulatory risk alone is huge. And Strategy, the Bitcoin treasury company, is down 61% from its high. So the underlying ecosystem is fragile. But I'll give you this, Tom. If it works, it's creative.
All right, before we move on, quick note, as always, none of this is investment advice, just three friends talking markets. Now, let's talk GLP-1 drugs, because this is a secular story I love. The Wall Street Journal says users are ordering smaller portions, and Darden restaurants dropped 3% today. Lilly and Novo Nordisk, they're the real winners.
And McDonald's is down 9% year to date. Structural demand destruction, that's a shot I can get behind. But Lilly at 22.9 times forward earnings. That's more reasonable than I'd expect for a pharma growth name. Might be worth a look, though I'd still wait for a pullback.
And then there's the Trump-Xi trade talks. CNBC is watching Boeing, Tesla, and chip stocks for a binary deal. Tom, I know you're already long Tesla. It's up 8% this week on the hope.
You know it. Tesla's surge this week is pure trade deal optimism. If China opens up for EVs and aerospace, Boeing and Tesla are the plays. Nvidia too. Chip tariff relief would be the cherry on top.
But a trade deal is a coin toss, and the market's pricing in the outcome, not the probability. I'd rather sell the rumor on these names.
Sell the rumor? That's so Gerald.
You mock, but I've been right before, mate. Remember the US-China Phase 1 deal? The pop faded fast.
I think the contrarian call today is actually China equities. Nikkei Asia says the demographic decline is manageable. Productivity and urbanization can offset the shrinking workforce. The bear case is that China is Japan circa 1990. But FXI trades at 10.5 times earnings, under book value. If the doom narrative is overblown, there's a re-rating trade here. But the catch is timing. China chip stays cheap until it doesn't.
China? No way. The property sector's still a mess, and demographics are a headwind for decades. But I'll admit, the valuation is screaming.
To be fair, Tom, that's exactly the kind of value setup I like. 10.5 times earnings with a contrarian macro argument. I'm not calling a bottom, but it's worth a watch. The rest of the market is ignoring it, which is when opportunities hide.
Ooh la la, Gerald agree on a China play. Maybe the world is ending.
All right, let's not get carried away. SoftBank's profit quadrupled to 5 trillion yen on AI bets. Shares up 6% today. That's the momentum play, not Chinese banks. SoftBank is up 37% year to date and still 13% below its 52-week high. There's room.
Yeah, look, the AI windfall's real for Sun, but I keep thinking about Arm's valuation last year. It all got a bit stretchy. But I won't fight the tape. SoftBank's had more lives than a cat. Remember the Vision Fund disasters? Fair play. The pivot is paying off.
And then there's Google testing orbital data centers. Gerald, I know you think it's sci-fi, but if anyone can pull it off, it's a company spending billions on AI infrastructure. The helium shortage, though, that's a real bottleneck for all this expansion. The physical inputs matter. Hermes controls a huge part of the world's helium supply. This is why the war bill is more than just oil. It's the entire semiconductor supply chain at risk.
Orbital data centers? That's wild, but I love it. AI is going to space, literally.
It's a distraction. Let's focus on the convergence. The AI trade is stretched, the war is underpriced, and the Fed is absent. Our view today is long volatility in rates and commodities. Not a single ticker, but a stance. Active over passive. Curves over delta. Honestly, that's the most coherent trade I see.
Yeah, and I'll add, the AI capital cycle isn't a fad, but the dispersion between the calm VIX and the churn in oil and bonds can't last. If you're just long beta, you're ignoring the war. So maybe I finally agree with Gerald on something. Convexity is the play.
Remember when you said bonds would be the safe haven this year, Tom? TLT's down. I was early. I'll be right eventually. The bond market always wins in the end.
Voilà. So as we wrap up, to our listeners, be careful out there. This market is telling two stories, and only one of them can be true.
We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same show. Keep it locked.
À demain.
Investment Flash.